This is Studio 360. I'm Kurt Anderson. We talk all the time on this show about how art and life influence each other in a constant feedback loop. Just last week, there was a jewel heist in Cannes, the movie festival city on the French Riviera.
My jewels!
One man in hat and scarf walked into a jewelry exhibit at the fancy Cannes Hotel, the hotel where Hitchcock shot scenes of Cary Grant as an ex-jewel robber in To Catch a Thief.
But you claim to be innocent.
I do more than claim, I insist.
He pulled a pistol, hurt nobody, and left a few minutes later with $136 million worth of diamonds. And speaking of life-imitating caper movies, there is also a gang of globe-trotting jewel thieves called the Pink Panthers. Luxury locales, a team of colorful, clever lowlifes executing pretty perfect crimes, bags of diamonds, multinational detectives on their tail.
I don't know why people spend money on diamonds. You know, I don't suffer from this showing off. I have a Rolex, but as a souvenir. But diamonds? Nah, they don't attract me. You know, for me, diamonds mean good cash. Nothing else.
Those are the words of a member of the Pink Panthers, and now they are the subject of a movie, a new documentary called Smash and Grab. It's directed by British filmmaker Havana Marking, who joins me now. Havana, welcome to Studio 360.
Hi there.
And by the way, your name is kind of like something in a movie as well, isn't it?
Yeah, I was conceived in Cuba.
Really?
Yeah.
So the Pink Panthers, by and large, are still at large, right?
Well, actually, that's interesting. The international police forces are actually doing an incredible job. And in the last 6 months, there's been a huge number of arrests. So the net is really closing in on them.
Is there any coincidence that they agreed to cooperate with you for this film and then got caught?
No, there isn't. Thankfully, for my own safety. No, all these extraordinary events that have been happening recently are, you know, I was just lucky to sort of witness the wave.
And the this amazing $136 million robbery in Cannes was or might have been committed by members of this gang?
I mean, for the time being, there's no knowing exactly. And there are other people who steal diamonds, but not many. And
really, this is kind of a cartel.
The thing is that really anyone in a way can steal a diamond, but what do you do with the diamond when you've got it? What the Pink Panthers have, which very few people have, is the networks and the contacts that allow them to recut the diamonds, create new certificates for their authentication, and then get them back in the market. So that's the real brilliance of that.
Which is why, frankly, rather than the normal stupid criminals who don't know what they're doing, it reminds one of George Clooney or Steve McQueen doing it.
Yeah, I mean, it's a dangerous comparison, but yes, obviously, and they have to be confident, you know, they need to speak languages, to the local languages, to be able to fit in and not be noticed. So there's definitely an element of sophistication. It's not just thug work.
And to make it again more kind of unbelievably spectacular, just last week, some of them armed men broke into a Swiss prison and busted out some of the Panthers.
Yeah, I mean it was classic Panther in the sense that it was incredibly well organized, it was incredibly efficient, and ultimately no one was hurt in it.
That is part of their signature, and again part of their charm is that they have tended not to use violence.
Absolutely. I think mainly because you're going to get away with it a lot longer if you don't draw the kind of attention that violence brings. So, you know, if murder is very different from stealing a diamond.
And the documentary features interviews with some of the people at Interpol and elsewhere who have been following these guys. I want to play a clip of one of them talking to you.
Sometimes working on bad guys, there is something very particular, very special between there is a respect, but at the same time, it's like a game. They know that we are hunting them because it's a little bit like that from Pacino and De Niro in the film. It was like that, but there are always movies. They are not the reality.
This cop, perhaps like the Panthers, sees himself as a character in a film, really.
I know, that was, so it didn't surprise me at all that the criminals kind of go, oh yeah, it was like a movie, this happened, it was just like a movie. But it really surprised me that the policemen talked like that as well. And on their, the walls of their offices were posters of Michael Mann films, you know, there was Miami Vice.
Speaking
there
of Pacino and De Niro, yes.
Exactly, exactly. So they, you know, they definitely did have kind of respect for the Panthers and their methods.
Well, and again, making it, as you tell the story, even more like a Hollywood script, there's the beautiful woman who gets into this for love.
Yeah, and I was very proud of the fact, actually, that I did manage to interview a woman member of the gang. When I first started doing my research, a lot of the journalists were like, oh, women, they're just the eye candy. They're not really part of the gang. Actually, they're very key to the roles. They have to do a lot of the scouting and, they go into jewelry shops and absolutely, with sort of photographic memory, remember where the cameras are, where the exits are, where the doors are, what the potential dangers.
So that's the Julia Roberts role, really.
Exactly, exactly.
So you decide you're interested in this gang. You meet people who know people who know people and get to them. How, though, did you convince them to cooperate with you?
Yeah, it's interesting. I mean, Mike and Layla, my two main characters, they can't talk about it to people. They can't even talk about it to their loved ones. They can't talk about it to their children. They can't say, this is what I do every day. And it's a human need to discuss your life. And so actually I realized that it was incredibly cathartic for them.
So that's like The Sopranos then, in that case.
It is, surprisingly. I was the shrink. It did feel like that. There were moments when it felt like that. It was interesting, especially with Layla, the woman. So you have that kind of, obviously, the action and the kind of traditional Hollywood glamour of that sort of Ocean's 11 type thing. Actually, what you get to in the film, and what I really sort of understood in these interviews, they're not happy people.
Right.
They're paranoid, they're depressed, their relationships are broken down.
Yes, so you show all the darkness as well as the fun.
Yeah, I mean, it's not a glamorous life.
Yeah.
You know, they're not retiring in the sun. So I think that's an important thing. But also a thing that, yeah, maybe Hollywood might be interested in that because it's a new take.
Havana Marking, thank you so much.
Thank you.